You are locked in to Locked On Badgers for the final episode of the week. My name is Asher Lowe, joined by Ben Kenny, and this is the show covering all things Wisconsin basketball and football. We are the team at BadgersWire.com covering the Badgers for USA Today Sports. We are also, of course, your hosts right here on the Locked On Badgers podcast 5 days a week as we get you ready for Wisconsin football season, Ben. Just a few weeks away now. I can't believe it's so close. We are literally like 3 weeks away from Wisconsin and Penn State. And make sure to get updates on all our episodes. You follow us at ALOW_33 and Ben Z Kenny on Twitter and at our show account, Locked On Badgers, for updates on all the guests, all that good stuff, and more. Also, make sure you follow us on Apple, Spotify, wherever you get your podcasts. Make sure you know when episodes are coming out. And Locked On Badgers, of course, available on Apple, Spotify, Google, wherever you get your shows. Ben, we are going to go through the position groups for Wisconsin football, give a little preview of each. Not all of them today, because that'd be kind of hard to do. But we're going to start working our way through those position groups, and then we're going to get to ESPN's metrics once again, by the way, not the first time this has happened, but once again, loving Wisconsin football.
Asher, I'm sure the people are, first of all, I'm sure the people are rejoicing that it's not only my voice they're hearing again today after that's happened recently. And you're back from your little utopia trip.
I mean, I'll be the first. I'm exhausted right now. I got in yesterday at like 2:45 a.m. I woke up like an hour ago, and here we are recording Locked On Badgers. No, it was a fantastic week. I would describe it as professional AAU. So Ben, can I just tell you what this is like? Like if you're walking around Vegas within the strip, right? If you're walking around the few blocks, like by the Aria Hotel, like the nice hotels, right? At night, say after the games, you walk up and you see, like, I'm not going to name names, but you see like this basketball player at the craps table. And then you see this reporter like walking on his phone, like tweeting away. And then you see this head coach of an NBA team sitting at dinner, like a table over from you. It's just everywhere you look is somebody important in the NBA. And seeing Shams all week was hilarious because every time I saw Shams, who is like the other Woj, the basketball insider who breaks all the big news on Twitter, every time I saw Shams, Ben, he was head down on his phone, just typing away like a madman. So it was very, very on brand.
You've reached the point in life where you're referring to people only based on their title and not their name. You're in a setting now where you're like, oh yeah, then there was this player and this coach, but you can't disclose that information. That's pretty big.
Well, I just don't want to out like, oh, I saw these two players at the crap table at 3 a.m. You know what I mean?
True, true. Hey, but you did. Yeah, you did a little going out.
I can say I saw Clippers head coach Ty Lue at dinner. Like
at the craps table at 3 a.m.?
No. at dinner at a nice restaurant that I went to with some media friends. We went and got some dinner, and we got up from our table and realized a few tables over was Ty Lue, Chauncey Billups, like the entire Clippers staff from last year. Really cool to see. And then his family and stuff. So it was moments like that, man. And you're just in a gym for hours. Like if you don't love basketball, this is not for you. I mean, even I was burned out at the end of the day.
Everybody, that's pretty clear from the start. It's the summer league.
It's wild, dude. Like noon to 8 p.m. of just like basketball that is rather disorganized and can be terrible at times, but you're really watching individuals more than you're watching the team. And that's what's kind of different about it. But it was an awesome, awesome week, man. I'm going to go back every year if I can.
Anyways, speaking of football, to get back to Wisconsin, I had a little moment this morning. I had about 30 minutes before the Bill Michaels show started up and I'd done all my prep already. I started going on YouTube. I started watching highlights from back when Camp Randall was packed and Wisconsin was beating the crap out of Michigan. Like it's, I'm starting to get that feeling of like, we are on the doorstep.
I cannot wait, man. We're really on the doorstep a couple weeks away, as I said, at the open. And that's why we're going to get into position groups right now to start off our Wisconsin football in-depth position by position preview here on Locked On Badgers. The first time we'll do it, but like I said, we're going to go through every position before the season starts. And Ben, we're going to start on defense.
Which, so it's not going to be a surprise, a lot of what we talk about, because a lot of the names we're going to be saying are familiar names, because most of the defense returns, obviously, aside from your Eric Burrell, Isaiah Loudermilk, Garrett Rand as the notable guys that departed. And then Rashad Wild Goose, but he didn't really play last season. So it's not going to be a surprising cast of names, we say. But one thing I will say about this team is that there is depth now at positions they didn't have it last year. And there are a lot of kind of dark horse sleepers just because of how last year went that we didn't really hear about, whether they just came into the program or they were hurt, where there are a lot of options of guys that have a chance to get snaps that you wouldn't necessarily expect going into the year.
So let's start with the defensive line. Let's start at specifically defensive end. And why don't you get into what you see with this defensive end rotation and what you're going to be watching early in the year?
It's a position I talked about on yesterday's episode in my four biggest questions. Just because they lost Loudermilk and Rand, they have to replace two starters. So the two presumptive starters going into the year are Matt Henningsen and Isaiah Mullins. Now, Henningsen, we've seen a good amount of. In 2020, he tore his bicep against Michigan, missed the rest of the year. But in 2019, played 11 games. 2018, he played 12. This is a guy that's been productive, and he was included in the Athletics, quote-unquote, freaks list for this year. This is a guy, obviously a genius in the classroom. We've heard a lot about that. But he's also a physical specimen at the position, and he's been productive thus far. Isaiah Mullins, on the other hand, we haven't seen that much of, so we don't really know what to expect. But behind those guys, you have Isaac Townsend, who transferred in from Oregon, hasn't taken college snaps, but was a pretty highly touted recruit. Then you also have Rodas Johnson, James Thompson Jr., who's getting a lot of buzz around him, a redshirt freshman, and then Cade McDonald. So I would say, aside from Henningsen, there are question marks next to all those guys' names just because we haven't seen them yet.
I think that's a position, Ben, where an injury could really hurt the Badgers, whereas other positions they can kind of scrap and claw their way through an injury or two. That's a position where I think you really need those two guys healthy in Henningsen and Mullins.
Yeah, and especially Henningsen because of that experience I mentioned. And he was injured last year, so you hope he comes in healthy. And it's a unit that's important. Now, obviously, the interior defensive line and those defensive ends, they do a lot of work in the run game, and they do a lot of work freeing up holes for the inside linebackers to play downhill. This is a rush defense overall last year that gave up less than 100 yards per game and was really effective. Even though the other teams were scoring points, a lot of that was due to the turnovers that the offense gave up and how the defense was put in situations that are really hard to succeed in. But when you look on paper at all the numbers aside from points, this was a really productive defense, especially up front. And you obviously lose those guys. But I'm confident in Henningsen if he stays healthy. And then the guys behind him, I would look at James Thompson Jr. as a potential dark horse guy that can get snaps and maybe carve out a role and get a lot of starting snaps aside from when Wisconsin's up big late in games. People have talked a lot about him throughout training camp and leading up to the year.
Let's talk about the interior, Ben, because I want to talk about Keanu Benton, who is a guy that I think could have a really, really, really good year on this line, could be a run stuffer for Wisconsin, a guy that has the experience. You were talking about Henningsen's experience. Benton comes in with similar experience, even maybe a little more recent experience with five starts at nose tackle. And then, of course, in 2019, had six starts. And he's a guy that has gotten better and better and better. A three-star recruit who I think has overplayed that star ranking to this point. Where do you see Keanu Benton going this year?
Oh, by far. He's the best piece the Badgers have in that interior defensive line. Back in his freshman year in 2019, we saw him in the Big Ten Championship against Ohio State. Now, he wasn't a starter, and he wasn't like the big piece of that defensive line, but we saw him go up against Josh Myers, I believe it was, for Ohio State, who's now the center for the Green Bay Packers, and he made him look stupid on a couple pass rush reps. Like, this is a guy with crazy talent that in Wisconsin's defense, you don't necessarily see him, you know, fulfill all of that
right
down
the
to 3-4.
The 3-4 kind of hurts him in terms of, I guess, preseason hype nationally.
Yes, but there's been a lot of talk coming out of camp that now he is set to be that every down nose tackle, even in the different packages Wisconsin's defense throws out there. And last year, we were kind of calling for a breakout season. It didn't really happen. Only 9 tackles. He had 2 forced fumbles, that huge one against Northwestern on the goal line. But this year is that year for the statistical breakout. In addition to him just being productive in what the Badger defense does, this is the year for those stats to break out because his role is expanding. He has more experience and he's crazy talented.
I got another crazy talented guy I want to talk about in just a sec. But first, Ben, a quick message from Sweatblock. So what is Sweatblock? Sweatblock is your secret to confidence. It is a must have in everyone's toiletry bag. So there are a few things, Ben, that guys don't really want to talk about. And one of them is excessive sweating. You know, when you're sweating through a shirt for no reason. I was in Las Vegas all week, so I kind of have this fresh in my mind, shall we say, in the 100 degree heat of Las Vegas. I wish I had with me in Las Vegas Sweatblock antiperspirant wipes. It is stronger and more effective than most clinical antiperspirant wipe, and most clinical antiperspirants, and it's a wipe. It's not deodorant. It is a wipe that you simply apply at night before bedtime, go to bed. The next morning, you wake up, wash, go about your day, and you don't worry about sweat. Guaranteed. No more pitting out. No more picking my shirts based on which one will hide the sweat better. Instead, get Sweatblock wipes right now at sweatblock.com. And you can get 20% off with promo code LOCKEDON over at sweatblock.com. Ben, you can also pick these up at CVS on Amazon. But if you want that promo code, 20% off, promo code LOCKEDON, make sure you go to sweatblock.com for the best antiperspirant wipe ever created. Let's talk about another freak on Wisconsin's defense, Ben, a guy that had the hype train choo-choo going last year, Nick Herbig.
Yeah.
Who I don't think is going to have a sophomore slump.
No. So last year, he is thrust into the starting role as a true freshman. He finishes the year with 6 tackles for loss, 1 sack, 26 tackles, a pass defended, a fumble recovery. On the field, you could just see the motor. You could see the skills. But there were even a lot of pass rush reps that he won, and he won in an impressive way. And that doesn't show up on the stat sheet. This is a guy that, since he's touched the field, has only looked better and better. A super highly touted recruit, and he's lived up to it. And he's one of those guys that when you see something like that from a freshman, and he does that in his first year in college, you only hope that he can just keep going. And I expect him to. And then across from him at outside linebacker, you have Noah Burks, who's a veteran, who's been around the program for a while, not your flashy pass rusher. He's not going to get you those super impressive sacks like your Zach Bond will, but he's a super solid player and has played the position pretty well throughout his career.
I don't think there'll be many times, Ben, where on film after a game, you're watching a play and you're saying, that's on Noah Burks.
Yes.
I think that's the kind of guy he'll be. And then Nick Herbig will have, like you were talking about earlier, will have the highlights of getting into the backfield, getting a couple sacks from that position as a Bond did, as a Chris Orr did in this defense at linebacker. But I think the 1-2 and the combination of Herbig and Burks with the youth, the excitement, the explosiveness versus the experience, a guy that's been in this defense for a bunch of years now, I think that 1-2 pairs really well together.
Yeah, and I mean, like you just mentioned with Burks, you go back to the Minnesota game in overtime last year, and it was 2 super fundamentally sound plays by Burks. One of them, he was recovering after a play action. There was a tight end running free. He had a really impressive recovery because his head knew where to go on the play, and it wasn't your crazy athletic play, but it was the pivotal play in the game that pretty much ended up cementing a win. So it's plays like that that you expect from Burks. Behind them two, at outside linebacker, it is a really, really deep position. You have CJ Getz, who we've heard a lot about, hasn't played that much. You have Aaron Witt, who I love. I saw him in the Duke's Mayo Bowl last year, hit, I believe it was the right tackle with a crazy little swim move and get a sack on Wake Forest backup. He has been slowed by injury throughout training camp, so he might not be at the top of that rotation, but he's a guy, he's young, he has a lot of talent, he could play a role. And then you have Isaiah Green-May, redshirt senior, been around the program for a while, has always battled injuries and has never really cracked that rotation, but he's there. And you have Spencer Lytle. So there are a lot of names in that rotation that you feel confident about. Some just because of what we've heard from the program, some because of what we've seen on the field. So it's a very, very deep position. And it's one at Wisconsin that always produces.
It does. And unlike, I think, talking about that defensive end position, this is not one where I'd be worried, say, if Wisconsin has to go to a backup or two at some point in the year. And I think we'll see Ben, in games where Wisconsin is up comfortably, we'll see quite a bit of rotation at this position in those second halves. And I think we'll, because I think Aaron Witt needs some time on the field this year, whether he's playing a bunch of snaps or not. I think he needs some time, some significant time on the field with his youth and his talent. I think Spencer Lytle might see some time on the field as well. But I think the young guys behind a Herbig and, of course, a Noah Burks, who will be gone after this year, need some time and some reps. And I think they'll get those reps in games that Wisconsin is comfortably ahead in.
Quickly, CJ Goetz is probably that third guy behind the top two. And for this position and defensive end, there are some other youngsters like TJ Ballers at defensive end, Caden Johnson at outside linebacker that have a lot of talent and will be big pieces of the team in the coming years, but they don't figure to crack that initial two deep or see significant snaps. So there's also a lot of talent down in the underclassmen ranks that I haven't mentioned for those positions, but they're probably not guys that are going to see the field in the first week of the season.
Ben, I was in Las Vegas, and you know what happens in Las Vegas. One thing.
Well, you could say it, but it stays.
It does stay in Las Vegas, so I'm going to let you take it now.
Okay, so Ben, Asher may or may not have hit a table or two.
I quite literally hit one. I'll just say that. I hit one.
He hit one single table, and he's not keeping it in Vegas. But if you want to go gamble on the Wisconsin Badgers when they take the field, if you want to bet the Packers in the preseason tomorrow night and stupidly bet the preseason because nobody should do that. But if you do, and I know a lot of people that do and love it, I just personally don't, you need to go to BetOnline. BetOnline is your center for all of your sports betting. They have everything you need, baseball, football, basketball. You can go to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit using promo code LOCKEDON. Again, that's 50% on your first deposit using promo code LOCKEDON. BetOnline are your online sportsbook experts. And pro tip, if you want to make money, Zach Wheeler to win NL Cy Young.
Oof. That's not a bad line. I think he's pitching tonight against the Reds, right?
Yeah.
Today's episode, Ben, or against the Dodgers or the Reds? Who are they playing?
The Reds.
The Reds. Okay, yeah, I was right. Yeah, sorry. No, we dealt with you guys. 2 out of 3, I believe. Anyway, today's episode is also brought to you by Built Bar, a snack, by the way, that I had in my bag at Summer League because those long days need to be mixed in with some protein while I'm sitting there, sitting down for hours and hours and hours at a time. And there's no better way to get my protein in with a delicious, healthy bar than Built Bar. Coconut, cherry barcia, raspberry, mint brownie, double chocolate, salted caramel, all fantastic Built Bar flavors. You can get them all in a mixed box where you get two of each of those flavors I just mentioned. The best part about the bars, though, not even the flavors, it's the fact that those flavors are mixed in with perfect macros. 17 to 18 grams of protein per bar, 130 to 180 calories, 4 to 5 grams of sugar, 4 to 5 grams net carbs, all tasty, all healthy. BuiltBar.com, BuiltBar.com, promo code locked on for 15% off your order at BuiltBar.com.
As named by me, the official protein bar of Ben Kenny playing golf.
Also the official protein bar of the U.S. track and field team. You determine which is cooler.
And they just paid for a bunch of BYU player scholarships, which was so cool. You didn't see
that? That's awesome. No, I saw that. I saw that. That is awesome. Yeah.
So cool. Awesome. Which, shout out NCAA for allowing name, image, and likeness, because now you can have things like this, which is just so cool.
Let's wrap it up with ESPN once again. Their analytics, absolutely loving the Wisconsin Badgers. This seems like a yearly thing for the last like 4 years, Ben. That ESPN is just their numbers, not their rankings. Their numbers are extremely high on the Badgers.
Yes. More rankings to talk about. And as you heard on our podcast with Nate Dickinson of Locked On Big Ten, we talked about how the coaches poll and the AP poll aren't the best ways to evaluate teams. Now, the difference between what I'm about to go through and last year is that last year, ESPN FPI loved the Badgers. And that was because they had a really easy schedule. Their path through it would have catered towards a lot of success. That was also before games got canceled. So that is different than what I'm looking at now, which is SP Plus. It is a ranking system that takes into account returning production, all the experience you get back, recent recruiting, and recent history of the team. And it looks at it through a lot of metrics and a lot of numbers, which would be very complicated to run through. Long story short, your Wisconsin Badgers are in at number 6 What does that tell you? You have the coaches poll having them at 15. The AP poll around that will be around that range too. Vegas loves Wisconsin, and rankings like this love Wisconsin. What does that tell you? They're probably being underrated a bit on the national stage by the national media.
Absolutely. And I think the schedule, once again, Ben, is favorable. Maybe not quite as favorable as ESPN thought it was a year ago, but this schedule is still extremely favorable for Wisconsin to potentially run the table.
Well, ESPN loved Wisconsin last year when Jack Cohn was still a quarterback, but that's neither here nor there.
I wonder what to think about Notre Dame. I got to check.
Notre Dame, I have it up here, is in at 18.
Wow. So I guess it wasn't that much Jack Cohn then, now, was it?
Which a Notre Dame blog today was saying that they shouldn't worry about Wisconsin, that they should be more worried about beating USC, which I think is an astronomically stupid take.
That's a great take, because Pac-12 is just, they do it better. Obviously.
No. That makes no sense.
If Clay Helton is your head coach, no.
Yeah, they said that Notre Dame should be more worried with North Carolina, Cincinnati, and USC than Wisconsin. But we I could do a full episode on that. I've already laid it out on Twitter. It's the game that Notre Dame is underdogs by the most amount of points. Anyway, the only five teams ranked ahead of Wisconsin in this metric: Alabama at number one, Clemson at number two, Oklahoma at number three, Ohio State, and Georgia. Now, that's I don't think Wisconsin is that high up with all those teams, but whenever you look at the metrics and they like a team, the national media doesn't, that tells you kind of a story. ESPN SP Plus says Wisconsin, at this point, they have the second best defensive rating in the country, behind Iowa, notably, and the 32nd best offense.
All right, Ben, Wisconsin high up on ESPN's list again. As always, on Wisconsin, we will see you next week.